get off the air. Call me back after the broadcast. God bless you. I'm Bishop David Bill Sr. Until next Wednesday, next Wednesday, I'll be back. Be healed, be delivered, and be made whole in Jesus' name. If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana 71417. If you care to email me, please do so at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or if you need directions to our church services, please call us at 318-627-2992. May God bless you, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Exodus 15:25-26. I want to show you something here. "And he cried unto the Lord," talking about Moses. "And Moses cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree." Now, let me back up a little bit. Let me go back and read some of this. Verse 22. "So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water." So they traveling 3 days in the wilderness with no water. "And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, 'What shall we drink? What are we going to do? We've been 3 days in this desert. There ain't no water out here. What are we going to do?' There was water there, but the water was bitter." That means that the water was bad. It was not drinkable. And look at what happened. "And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree." You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Guess what that tree was? The cross. God showed Moses Jesus in the wilderness. He showed him a tree, a cross. He showed him Jesus. And then look at what he says. Look what happened. "And he showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them." Notice here that tree that represents Calvary, it represents the cross. It represents what Jesus did. He took all the bitterness out of life. Just took it. Just took everything that don't produce life and made it sweet. God can take the bitterness out of your life, and he's actually done that through the cross of Jesus Christ so that your life can be sweet. Hallelujah. But look here, there's a key to it, though. There's a key to having this sweetness in your life. Listen at this right here. I was reading this the other morning because, you know, I've just been speaking the word, meditating on healing scriptures. And so I went to this one here. I said, "I'm going to get my Bible and read it this morning. I ain't going from memory. I'm just going to put my eyes on it." And when I read over it a few times, it's like I read it and the Holy Ghost just started talking. He just said a few things to me. And he said, "If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God." How many of y'all heard that before? That's all over the Old Testament, ain't it? and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that heals thee. Now, here God instituted a statute and an ordinance and said, I'm the Lord that heals you. I'm Jehovah Rapha. I'm the one that heals you. And Hebrew scholars tell us that it wasn't God that put sickness on him. It was that God had permitted sickness. In other words, this could be better read this way. He said, for I will permit none of these diseases upon thee, which I have permitted upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that heals thee. God is your healer. Jesus is your healer. He's that tree, glory to God, that makes bitter things sweet. Praise God. Some of us had a bitter taste in our mouth. And I'm going to tell you, all you got to do is look to the cross and look at what Jesus has done for you. And I tell you what, that the cross and what Jesus has done for you will take all the bitterness out of your life right there and make your life sweet again. Your life is not over. Amen. There's still much more life for you to live. Don't you give up on life. I'm going to tell you, don't you quit. Now, when I was reading this, I had read through it, and, you know, I just read, hearken diligently to the voice, and then I started asking myself a question, and I say, now, sound like he's saying the same thing twice, just saying it in a different way. Because listen to what he says. If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and do that which is right, I change that word to pleasing, do that which is pleasing to the Lord, and if you will give ear to his command, I say, now, wait a minute. Hearken diligently to the voice and do what? And what? And give ear to his command. He's talking about your hearing. Right in the midst of you hearing the voice and giving ear to his commandment is doing what's pleasing in his sight. And when I was reading that, then the Lord said something else to me. When I read it, and while I was reading it, he was talking to me while I was reading. He says, and if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. He said, that's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit speaks to us what he hears. If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God in the new covenant, that's the Holy Spirit. So if you will hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you and will do what is pleasing to God and will give ear to his commandment, guess what that is? The written word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A statute is a written law. So I say, my God, I'm supposed to give ear to what's been written, and I'm supposed to hearken diligently to the Holy Spirit when he speaks. I'm supposed to listen to what he's saying to me, and I'm supposed to listen to what that word is speaking to me, what's in writing. How many of you know the Lord leads you both ways? You get led by the Spirit of God, and things that where ain't nothing written, the Holy Spirit leads you. Right? And then where you have the written word, I'm supposed to give ear to it. I'm supposed to hear it and heed it and pay attention to it and meditate on it and incline my ear to it, to the written word. Amen. And if I'm doing that, then the Holy Spirit will be able to speak to me whatever I need to hear. Amen. And then when he speaks to me in my ears, when I have ears that hear, Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. Amen. See, there's that voice again. My sheep know my voice. And the voice of a stranger, they won't follow. And so when you hear him speak to you, then I'm going to take the words that he speak to me and I'm going to put them in my mouth. And I'm going to meditate on them until I begin to see myself doing it. Hallelujah. Your imagination is blessed. God gave you your imagination. It ain't for the devil. People imagine bad things all the time. Won't you imagine something good? See yourself laying hands on somebody. I was meditating in Mark 16 one day about laying hands on the sick, and I just laid back and said, I see myself laying hands on the sick and them getting well. I said, Lord, create that image in me of what your will is. based on this scripture here. And I saw myself laying hands on a young lady. Do you know, before I went to bed that night, exactly what I had imagined came to pass. I said, well, look at this. I imagined this morning. Now, this all coming to pass. All God was doing was showing me something that was to come. He can't show you things to come if you shut down your imagination. Because he's not going to show it to you like physical right here. You're going to see it. Paul said, we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. Paul said, I'm looking at things you can't see. What's he doing? He's got an image on the inside of him created by the Holy Ghost. And then he's just saying what he hears the Lord speak to him, and he's just doing what he see the Lord doing in him or through him. Glory to God. So you got to have the written word, and that's what the Lord told Joshua. This book of the law, don't let it depart out of your mouth. Don't stop speaking this word. And he told him, now you got to be very strong and very courageous to do this. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. So you have to be diligent and you have to be courageous to discipline yourself if you will hearken diligently. That means a constant, steady effort of positioning yourself to hear what God is saying to you and then just speaking that. Hallelujah. You want greater results? You start living like this and say, I'm just going to say what he said. If he don't tell me to say nothing, why didn't Jesus say something when Pilate and Herod and all them was messing with him? And the Bible says he opened not his mouth. How come he didn't say nothing? Guess what? Didn't hear his father say nothing. He said, the father ain't saying nothing. I ain't got nothing to say. He only said what he heard his father saying. The father ain't saying nothing. He letting it go down? But just let it go down. Yes. Amen. I ain't saying nothing. Father ain't speaking right now. I'm going to tell you, God wants you to speak his word over your situation, over your circumstances, over your life, over your finances, over your children, your grandchildren, your husband, your wife. You speak his word. Amen. Over your job, over your friends, over situations where things don't come against you, you got to speak the word. You just can't just be grabbing words out there in space. You just can't be grabbing other words that people speaking to you. Other people give you words to say. Child, if I was you, I wouldn't say this. If I was you, I tell you, I'd tell them a piece of my mind. Well, whose word you going to speak? You going to speak a piece of their mind? A little piece? You might be speaking all they mind. It might be everything they got. If you're going to depend on that, you're in bad shape. Child, if I was you, I'd say this here. I mean, you know, I had people put words in your mouth. Child, I tell you, if they'd have said that to me, I'd tell you what I'd say. Next time they say something to you, say this. All right, now, we easy to take other people's word. Yeah, that's right. How I'm supposed to say that again? Write it down for me. Huh? You know how you tell me? Write that down. Write that down for me. What I'm supposed to say now? Tell me what I'm supposed to say. Pastor Greg, I'm going to look for a job. What I'm supposed to say when I get there? All right. Write down what I need to say. You can get some help like that if I'm listening to God and God tell me to tell you what to say. But if he ain't telling me to say nothing, then I ain't supposed to tell you nothing. How many of y'all gonna put this into practice? You see the value of it? See how your life can change in a moment? Some of you could be struggling financially, just struggling. Just things ain't going right. You sit, you listen, and God start giving you words to speak over your finances when ain't nothing happening.
Glory to God.
Glory to God in the heart.
You
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you've received